The Traveler's Journal, October 20th, on Ships That Follow the Sun. Nothing evokes the spirit of grand travel like an ocean crossing on a luxury liner. Unfortunately, jet planes have all but ended the transoceanic cruise business. Few passenger ships still span the seas on a regular schedule, but twice a year, there are seasonal options. As fall wanes, cruise liners that have spent the summer in places like the Mediterranean and Alaska are moved to warmer home ports in Florida and the Caribbean. These repositioning voyages offer all the amenities of a regular itinerary, sometimes at big discounts. But though these twice-yearly trips visit different ports and cost less per day than regular sailings, their itineraries tend to be longer. Here's a sampling of this fall's opportunities. Next week, Cunard's two sea goddesses sail from the Med in Africa to Barbados and St. Thomas. On November 17th, Holland America's Rotterdam starts a 22-day ramble from Rome to Fort Lauderdale. That's also the destination for Costa Cruise Line's two ships, the Victoria and the Romantica, which depart from Genoa. Also in November, Windstar will reposition its three ships from Lisbon to the Caribbean, and Royal Olympic's Stella Solaris makes a 21-day jaunt from Athens to Florida. Carnival, Celebrity, and Princess will reposition ships through the Panama Canal. NCL and Royal Caribbean will send ships from the West Coast to Honolulu. The Crystal Symphony sails from Athens to Sydney, while Silver Seas Silver Wind will head from Athens to Bombay. Any is sure to be a voyage to remember. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.